the rest of the story. The Maltese Falcon, the Holy Grail, mysterious objects that appear only rarely throughout the annals of fiction and fact, only to vanish again without a trace. Such was the Golden Mermaid. The Golden Mermaid was a prize once awarded to the fairest maiden in the land by King Neptune. For once upon a time, in a town by the sea, the citizens held a festival unlike any other anywhere. For many years, visitors had come to bathe in the ocean and bask in the sun, but this year among those who flocked to that gleaming shore were eight of the most beautiful young women anybody had ever seen. Now, the rules regarding attire of the bathers had always been quite strict. Even the women wore long woolen breeches and a woolen top before venturing into the surf. But in honor of this particular seaside festival, the local regulations were relaxed. After all, if the fairest maiden in the land were to be selected, those who selected her must base their choice on as much information as possible. In a town not far away lived a 16-year young schoolgirl named Margaret, an ordinary teenager by most standards except for her status as a champion marble shooter and the fact that she was remarkably pretty. Now, Margaret had never thought of herself as fairest in the land, and yet so popular was she in her hometown that they sent her to King Neptune's festival to receive the Golden Mermaid. The opening ceremony thundered with booming cannons and rang with the cheers of celebrants and sparkled with a colorful parade. Joining the throng was King Neptune himself. He wore a seaweed robe and a shining crown and a long white beard. He drifted majestically to shore on a Viking barge, his trident in hand. His real name was Hudson Maxim. He was the 81-year-old inventor of smokeless gunpowder. So spirited was the occasion that even policemen patrolling the parade route wore bathing suits to which were pinned their badges. And then arrived the eight young ladies from whom the fairest would emerge, all of them on parade. Everyone knew their bathing suits would be revealing, but nobody imagined how revealing. Gasps arose from the spectators as the girls came into view. Women had been arrested and thrown in jail for wearing more than this in public before. And then came Margaret, politely attired, in long woolen breeches and a woolen top, in the demure custom of the times. If she won, she had decided, it would be for reasons other than immodesty. And in fact, for all of the right reasons, she did win. King Neptune did present her with a coveted Golden Mermaid, an impressive solid gold figurine on a teak wood stand. The statuette was worth more than $5,000. That was quite a sum in those days. In fact, it was so expensive that the festival planners planned to keep it as a resident trophy, but they did not keep it safely enough. The Golden Mermaid has since joined the ranks of renowned and valuable objects that simply disappeared, never to be found again. Nobody has the slightest idea what happened to it. And yet in mind's eye, we journey back to September 7, 1921, when the Golden Mermaid waited to honor a Washington, D.C. teenager named Margaret Gorman in a beauty pageant born that day in Atlantic City. And yes, I do mean to say that a champion marble shooter in neck-high, ankle-length woolens was the very first Miss America. Now you know the rest of the story.